Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer.
Fred, we have our latest issue of Creation Magazine for 2015. And I just love it. Did you like it?
Oh, another great issue.
Fabulous. And we're going to talk about an article on euthanasia. But I have a feeling we're going to get so far off on a rabbit trail that we'll never get back to the magazine.
Yeah, this was an article early in the journal, and man, it was a leading Dutch ethicist. He was on the official review committee
for their euthanasia.
For the euthanasia for the Netherlands. It was one of the first countries to legalize euthanasia. So he's this guy on the official review committee, and now he says that he was wrong. Terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong, because, you know, they try to make killing innocent people sound so wonderful.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they're killing so many people, and for every possible reason other than what they said at the beginning. Like here in Denver, Denver's Children's Hospital, they advised the parents of 4-year-old boy Dylan Wolborn to kill him.
Wow.
And the Denver Post documented the 21 days it took for Dylan to starve to death. They stopped feeding him.
Wow.
If you did that to a dog, they would put you in jail.
Yeah, they would. Well, one of our foes, Richard Dawkins, I know that he said once that infanticide is okay.
Well, right. And he gave his reasons. But, you know, their reasons, just like this ethicist, this leading Dutch ethicist who said, well, the whole idea of a slippery slope, he rejected that publicly.
Yeah.
And now he's saying, what a mistake.
So we can listen to Richard Dawkins. We have the audio.
Yeah, we do. In fact, AmericanRightToLife.org, they have this on their homepage. I strongly recommend everyone listening to go to American Right to Life.
This is the video on the homepage, and here we're going to listen to the audio.
Yeah, you could see Richard Dawkins saying this, talking about euthanizing babies after they're born, not
yes.
only abortion before they're born. In fact, this article, this is pro-choicers and atheists who want to legalize infanticide, killing babies after they're born.
Yes.
So they list, you know, a half a dozen leading groups advocating for killing babies and individuals. So here's Richard Dawkins.
The argument in favor of abortion up until the baby was 1 year old, say, or 2 years old. And so if a baby was 1 year old and turned out to have some horrible, incurable disease that meant it was going to die in agony in later life, what about infanticide? Strictly morally, I can see no objection to that at all. I would be in favor of infanticide.
So morally, he says morally, he has no problem with it.
Yeah, I'm just outraged, Fred. And the outrage that you express and that I express on these moral issues, we don't normally address these in Real Science Radio. Usually that brings us right up to the edge of these topics. But I think it's a good idea for us to focus on this because the abortion battle is headed to killing babies. Killing the elderly, killing disabled kids. That's where it's headed. In fact, it's already there.
It's already there. In fact, on the American Right to Life homepage, there's an impressive list. It's
impressive
sad.
In a horrific way.
Horrific way, exactly. I mean, I read this before the show, and I can't believe some of the stuff on there. You know, like the Drudge Report last year reported that most college students, a large number, now support infanticide.
Shock report. This was from October 29th, 2014. And you could see the Drudge Report on American Right to Life's homepage. Shock report. College students increasingly support post-birth abortion. And they're not just making this up, Fred. In this article at American Right to Life, they quote from the New York Times, the Journal of Medical Ethics, of all things.
What an oxymoron.
Discover Magazine, The Guardian over in England, the Church of England, the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and so on. Like, for example, the Journal of Medical Ethics, they have an article titled, After Birth Abortion, Why Should the Baby Live? This is the Journal of Medical Ethics.
Ethics, yeah.
And this is so horrific, it's utterly painful to even just to read what they've written.
Yeah, they wrote that fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. The authors argue that what we call afterbirth abortion, which is killing a newborn.
That's their words.
Yeah, killing
a newborn.
Should be permissible in all cases where abortion is, including cases where the newborn is not disabled.
So
that's amazing.
This is the Journal of Medical Ethics publishing this. This is a peer-reviewed journal by these professors. This is an international journal. The New York Times, and there are links. This is what I love about American Right to Life. Everything they present, they link to the documentation. So there's a link to that article. The New York Times article, Why They Kill Their Newborns. Fred, this is a 3-page article advocating that it should be legal to kill a baby.
Yep.
This was written by MIT's Steven Pinker, and it just should be legal to kill a baby because women who kill their babies, they're not monsters. They're just, you know, expressing their evolutionary inclination.
Yeah. All of these people have the same worldview. They've got a worldview steeped in evolution.
Yes.
Evolutionary thought.
Right.
We're just a bunch of random evolved chemicals. So, you know, why should life be sacred?
Yeah. And that's the point that's being made by Creation Magazine in this first issue of 2015, but also in Discover Magazine, which people in the U.S. have heard of Discover Magazine, their article, exactly what you just said, titled The Evolution of Infanticide by Sarah Hardy. In it, Discover Magazine editors put as this big call out, infanticide is at one extreme in a spectrum of parental care.
Parental care.
Because they're saying if a mother kills her baby, like let's say Dylan Walborn, 4 years mm-hmm. old, he's severely handicapped, but he wasn't dying.
Yeah.
If he was having discomfort, he had a favorite movie they'd put on, Goonies. He couldn't communicate, but he loved Goonies. You know, mm-hmm. they'd put that on and it would soothe him. Well, they're saying that a mother who kills one child may have more energy to love another child.
Unbelievable.
And this is a theme that runs through mm-hmm. their evolutionary worldview. So they're saying, look, animals do it. And yeah, they're animals. Dolphins gang rape female dolphins. Animals will eat their young alive. They mm-hmm. eat one another mm-hmm. alive. We're not animals. We're persons made in God's image and likeness. Fred, right up the road from where we are right now in Boulder, Colorado at CU, Professor Michael Tooley, he published a peer-reviewed paper in a journal, Philosophy and Public Affairs.
Yeah, Abortion and Infanticide. That's the name of the article.
And he advocates it should be legal to kill infants. He says there's no difference between a human fetus and an infant regarding a right to life. A newborn does not have a right to life.
Yeah, that's what he says. They do not have a right to
right.
life. You got to be kidding me.
The Guardian over in England, they do this wonderful review of a French novel. And the novel is about a woman who kills her baby, mm-hmm. infanticide. They say it's the darker side of maternal love. They say, look, there's no blame in this article. You come out of it sympathizing with the mother. It may not be an evil act. It may just be a misguided act of love.
Wow.
And pretty soon, why misguided? What makes it misguided? You're just going to kill this kid. So, of course, that's just part of the whole slippery slope, right?
Yeah, it's a terrible rebellion against God. I mean, and it just shows you the consequences. And that's what evolution is. It's a rebellion against God. Evolution is built on illusion. There's really no real credible scientific evidence for it.
Oh, right.
So it provides them a way to justify their evil behavior.
Yes. A belief in Darwinism and the Big Bang enables millions of people to express their hatred of God.
Yeah.
Like the former governor of Colorado, Dick Lamb.
Yeah, you had a debate with him, right?
Well, him and there was a panel, I think four of us, at the University of Denver, DU, a few months ago. It was about euthanasia. And he and the leading euthanasia advocate in Colorado were saying, you know, this is in cases where the person is suffering terrible pain and wants to end their life. And I said, well, you guys are... you're liars, right? You got Governor Lamb, you're a liar. Your associate here, he's a liar. Because you guys didn't oppose Children's Hospital when they killed Dylan Walborn, a 4-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. He was not dying. This wasn't a terminal illness, as they say. And he didn't ask to die.
That's right.
So this is a child who was not dying, who was killed. You guys, will you condemn it right now? Will you condemn it right now? They wouldn't condemn it. So these are all lies. Mm-hmm. They say, well, it's only if the person is terminally ill and it's only if they say that they want to end their lives. You know, it's all a lie.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's just rebellion against God. Oh, and if you doubt that, rsr.org/pot.
Oh,
probably the best article online listing the peer-reviewed science, the negative effects of marijuana. Mm-hmm. rsr.org/pot. But how about the Church of England? They named the name of Christ.
And they back killing severely disabled infants. Unbelievable.
Yeah. The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecology saying We need deliberate intervention to kill handicapped babies. Right now, they're allowed to withdraw food and water.
Yeah, right now they're allowed to kill them.
They want to just go in and kill them because, you know, it takes too long, like Dylan Walborn. Mm-hmm. In fact, DylanWalborn.com, people could read the horrific account that was published in the Denver Post. They documented the 21 days of him dying.
Oh,
they had a going away party with a Denver social worker and a local pastor. Just horrific.
Yeah, like Terry Schiavo. You know, I think her death was, about the same amount of time. It's so tragic. I just read an article in the Drudge Report about a person who was mentally, I think he was in a coma for years, and he woke up, he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
And I know you've got several reports on that. I've heard your great show during the week, Bob Inyart Live. And by the way, I highly recommend that. There's so much great material on there.
Well, thank you.
Tremendous
Fred.
Stuff you learn.
People who tune in to Real Science Radio only, they might want to check out the rest of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
Because at Bob Inyart Live, we cover these issues 5 days a week for 24 years now.
And these are guys that were in comas, but they knew what was going on, and then they woke up and they wrote about it. And these were people that the doctor said were brain dead.
Brain dead.
And they're the types that they would, that, you know, people would want to kill, these evolutionists.
We should do a show on this, Fred, because we already have an article on it, rsr.org/braindead.
Slash brain dead.
Right. Just in January 2015, NPR did an article about a vegetable, which is the dehumanizing term that the media and the culture and even the medical profession will use for a human being who's not dying.
Mm-hmm.
If they were dying, they wouldn't have to kill them.
That's right.
You know what brain dead means? Brain dead means not dead. That's what brain dead means. That's just an excuse to kill them. So NPR
does. And again, that plays into the illusion, the power of illusion and brainwashing to make it sound like they are dead and it's okay to do what they're doing.
If somebody's dying, guess what? Food doesn't keep them alive. If they're dying.
Yep.
That's one thing about dying. Food is not a cure for dying.
Yeah.
If it was, couldn't we all live forever?
Yeah.
Now, NPR just did this story of a man who was called a vegetable by his doctors, and he recovers, and he wrote a book. Another guy, Jonathan Fisher, over in England, who the doctor said he was brain dead, he recovered. He wrote a book.
Yeah.
There's a whole genre of books.
And what's interesting about one of these stories, the guy wrote a book about how he was aware of what was going on. Even his mom telling him, man, I can't wait for you to die. I hope you die. You know, throughout.
Devastating.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, at rsr.org/braindead, we list so many cases of people who the doctor said they're dead. They're about to take out their organs and they recover.
Yeah. When Terry Schiavo, when her husband would come into the room, the nurses noticed how she would react. She would react negatively.
Yeah. In fact, Fred, here at Bob Inyart Live, three of the folks who are on the air with occasionally here on the radio went down to Florida to try to intervene, to try to save Terry. Carl, Doug, and Leslie. Mm-hmm. Leslie Hanks happens to be the president of American Right to Life.
And if we had a courageous governor in Florida, he should have protected that citizen. Yes, he's running for president now.
Right.
He should have stepped in and protected that citizen and removed the people who are trying to kill her.
He's pro-homosexual.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, typical liberal. But anyway, that's another topic.
Mm-hmm.
Look at prolifeprofiles.com if you want to know the true scoop on many of these so-called pro-life leaders, especially Tier 4. So this is typical of the Darwinist left where they want to kill people. Because really, it's not, oh, this person has a terminal illness. Oh, this person wants to die. That's not it. They want to show that they're not afraid of God. We get to decide who lives and who dies, and we want to kill these people.
Yeah, they're mocking God.
And all their own rules are meaningless.
Well, you know, Jacques Cousteau says something incredibly outrageous. You remember him. He was a popular, famous oceanographer, guy was.
Friend of Castro in Cuba.
Yeah, that's right. He's a friend of Castro.
Oh, that he wanted to get rid of 250,000 people, eliminate them.
Yeah, like, what was it, 350,000 people a day?
Every day. And you know where that quote was published? In a UN publication.
Shocker there.
UNESCO Courier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, hey, we got to stabilize the population. It's a terrible thing to say, he admitted.
Yep.
But it's even worse not to say it. We have to eliminate 350,000
people. It's worse not to say it. He says it's worse not to say it.
Yeah. Well, Prince Philip in Britain is the same. He said he'd like to be reincarnated. There is no reincarnation.
No.
That's paganism.
You die once, it's in the judgment.
Right. As the book of Hebrews says. He said he wanted to be reincarnated as a killer virus to lower human population level. What, like Prince HIV lip? Maybe? What does he think? He must think HIV is a great thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Ebola is a great thing. These people worship death.
Yes.
Because God is the living God, the Bible says 30 times. And they're the enemy of God, so that they are the angels of death, so they see themselves.
That's right.
We had a caller on Bob and Yurt Live some years ago. In fact, a couple callers. What was I doing? I was just being my own normal self on the air. Remember when the TV show in the early days, we were in a rural, in fact, Elizabeth, Colorado is where the TV studio was.
Oh, yeah. That's when I first knew about Bob Inyart.
Yeah. And
first time I watched the TV show, I'm like, who's this guy? And then the next time I'd watch, I'm like, well, this is kind of interesting. And then it became a habit once a night at 10 to 11 o'clock, a 1 hour habit. Show.
And Fred, we were on TV in 80 cities, 5 nights a week for years. So first, Bob Inyart Live was on the radio, then TV in Denver, then 80 cities.
Popular show, too. Weren't you matching the ratings of, was it Conan?
Well.
Or close to it in some of those markets?
Yeah, evening shows and, you know, Married with Children. And we would beat some of those shows on occasion. Fred, this farmer comes to the studio. Now, we're in the transmitter shed of a 5-million-watt transmitter in Elizabeth, Colorado. I had to drive through a cattle gate to get to the studio. I'd open the gate, and sometimes there's bulls right there.
And you had
I'm from New Jersey. I don't know bulls from cows. It was scary at night. So this farmer, before the show starts, knocks on the door. So I ask him, could you wait till we go on the air? Because nobody's going to believe this. So we get started, and here he comes, and he has a nest with two big brown eggs. And he says, Bob, the eagle abandoned the nest, and I don't know what to do with these eggs.
Oh, this is the eagle eggs. This was an awesome show. Eggs. I brag about that show all the time.
That was some show, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, I don't know what to do. He said, well, I don't know what to do with them. They're going to die. So he left. So here I am, a one-hour TV show. What am I going to do with these eggs? So I thought, well, maybe we should call the Division of Wildlife or the Denver Zoo. So I get a phone book and we call, and all we got were recordings. And I don't know what to do with them. I don't want them to go to waste or whatever. Yeah. So anyway, we end up getting a couple callers. So why don't we hear the audio from that Eagle Egg show? Because I think it ties in with Richard Dawkins and all the general
medical
ethics. Oh, absolutely.
I know how it ends, and that definitely ties in well.
Yeah, okay, let's hear this.
All right, I have these eagle eggs. These are real eagle. Phil is gone, and I think I have eagle eggs. I don't know what to make of this. They're sort of warm. Maybe I should call. So I have eagle eggs for some reason. You know what I need to do? I need to call somebody who would know what to do with these eagle eggs that have been abandoned. So I need a phone book.
So time is passing, right? TikTok.
The best thing you can do is to keep your dogs and cats away from the bird. You can put the bird up on a tree branch, but don't be surprised if it ends up back on the ground.
Tree branch? I have an egg.
If you find a baby bird on the ground that is not fully feathered or only partially feathered, it needs to go back into its nest.
I give up.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
You have this here. How do these things work? It has a big sticking thing. And oh, you know what? I need, Greg, could I get an extension cord?
Sure.
Extension cord. This here is an electric. There we go. Boy, that's Boy, women have it easy these days. Look at this, Diane. You just stick that thing right in there. It's not even difficult. All right. Okay, it's nice and hot. 300 degrees, is that about right? I mean, how do you know?
Sort of incubate the eggs, for example.
Okay, I don't want these things to go to waste. So I think what I'm going to do is, you know, I think it would be a shame to let them go to waste. So I think I'm going to cook them, I guess. Let me see here.
You were hungry, Bob.
Whoa, that cooks quick. Okay, let me take a call here while I'm doing this. Fried. Holly, speak your mind.
Yes. For one, I'd like to make a comment on the fact that you just cooked an egg.
Yes.
Now, are those eagle eggs or not?
I believe they are, yes.
Now, don't you think it's kind of evil, the fact that you're cooking an eagle egg and they're, like, non-existent almost anymore?
Greg, could you get me salt or pepper or some condiments? Well, Holly, What do you mean it's evil to cook an egg? Huh?
To cook an eagle egg because they're almost out of existence.
Yeah, but these aren't eagles. These are just eggs. Right?
No.
We'll be right back. So, Holly, what's up?
Well, for one, I just wanted to comment.
Yeah?
On the fact that those eggs could have been eagle at one time if you would have let them go.
Yeah, but they're not eagles. I mean, they're
no,
just...
No, not anymore.
Well, they're just eggs.
Yes, but they could have been eagles.
But when does an eagle become an eagle?
I guess at the time of conception.
Stop the tape.
She had a real hard time saying that,
Fred,
didn't she?
You know, I've quoted her probably 200 times in the last 20 years. And that's exactly how she said it. It's almost like she knows what she's saying.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to say
it. A little bit.
But it's obvious biology 101.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to University Colorado Health Center library and you get a book on frog anatomy. And they say the frog's life begins at conception when the sperm fertilizes the egg. I mean, everybody knows that in the entire world until it comes to a baby.
That's right.
When it's a
different
baby.
Different standard for a human baby.
Suddenly, it's above their pay grade. They don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a lie.
Yeah, something in God's image.
Right. Because we're made in God's image. God said, do not kill the innocent. That's a verbatim quote of the Lord.
Do not kill the innocent.
Into English. Do not kill the innocent. That's why they want to kill babies. That's why they say, we don't know if it's a baby. One of our members of Denver Bible Church, Fred, just a week ago, lost the baby in the womb, 25 weeks. So devastating. But they held their little baby. And dad called me and said, you know what? It was completely a baby. It's not like Planned Parenthood would say. This was our
like
little
a
baby.
Of tissue is what they would say.
Yes, right. Who's now with the Lord, but it's our little baby.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman says, I guess at the time of conception, she knew exactly what she was admitting to.
Oh, yeah.
She's admitting that she is a child killer. That's what she was admitting. But she was bold enough. Let's hear the rest of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think I broke the law against eating eagles or killing eagles?
Yes, I do.
Even though they weren't hatched?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're not pro-choice, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're against killing unborn eagles in a shell, but unborn babies, you think it's okay to kill them?
Well, for one, eagles are almost extinct, and humans are very overpopulated.
All right, so if we want to kill some little kids because there's too many humans, is that okay with you, Holly?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Holly.
Stop the tape, sure. Now, people might think that's a fluke. We've been doing this for 24 years.
Oh, it isn't a fluke. You got a great video, Get Out of the Matrix.
Oh, Fred, that video, I was invited to a college philosophy class with a professor in the back of the room, spoke to them for the whole class, and there was a handheld video camera, got the whole thing on video.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we have a DVD.
I mean, it's horrific, but
it's
you know
horrific,
what they believe. But
you
can
download it from kgov.com. Click on the store, topical videos.
I can't recommend it more. It's amazing.
And we start out, we walk into the cafeteria, the school, the student center, and we ask, you know, was it wrong for the Nazis to kill all these Jewish men, women, and children, millions of them? And the students are like, no, that's not wrong. There's no such thing as wrong.
Yeah.
I asked in class, is it absolutely wrong for a man to violently rape a woman? And the students say no.
That's right.
I asked the professor, is it wrong? She said, well, it depends. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And I said to her, you are a fool.
You are a fool.
You're a fool. The whole class almost fell right out of
the chairs. Oh, yeah. People
were definitely. Somebody called the professor a fool.
Yeah.
So let's hear the rest of this.
Apparently, it is breeding season for eagles. Is that what you call it? In Arvada, Colorado. Steve, speak your mind.
Yeah, you ought to be put in jail.
What?
They ought to put you in jail for doing this.
Why, Steve?
Because there are way too many people, but we don't have enough eagles.
All right. So you're saying these are eagles?
Animals have rights.
Wait. Hey, Steve. They're just eggs. They're not even born.
They'd have been eagles if you didn't mess with them.
When does an eagle become an eagle?
You know.
I don't know. Well.
And you should be in jail because you know right and wrong.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I would put you in jail.
All right, Steve, would you put somebody in jail?
I would put you in jail.
All right, because I killed an unborn eagle. Would you put somebody in jail if they kill an unborn little girl?
Oh, we got enough people. We need more animals.
That's what's happening. Now, I want to understand this, Steve. You're saying it's wrong to kill this egg.
It's wrong to kill an animal.
All right, is it wrong to kill an unborn girl?
We got enough people.
Okay, so you support killing unborn little girls, but you oppose killing unborn animals.
Well, we need to control the population.
All right, so, Fred, there's horrific images then that are shown of pro-aborts, pro-choice, atheist, democratic socialist, social Darwinist who have killed, slaughtered millions.
Millions. Stalin, I think, was 45 million.
Million.
Mao Zedong, 60 million. Millions. I mean, these tons of people, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So big a number,
Germany,
it's so hard to
social
comprehend
Darwinist.
The evilness of that.
Intense social Darwinist.
And Lenin was supposed to be, he was considered a very nice guy, had a very friendly personality.
Oh, yeah.
Yet he's responsible for, 20 million? Tons of people murdered under his regime, all in the name of evolution. All these guys were big fans of evolution. In fact, Mao Zedong, it was required reading. And,
yeah,
and Darwin's Stalin was,
Origin of Species. And we did the book, Hitler, Nazis, and Darwinism. Mm-hmm. By Dr. Jerry Bergman, who we interviewed on the topic, on the book. And so, it's a godlessness that pushes men to express their wickedness in the killing of the innocent.
That's right. And that's what it is, wickedness.
It's epidemic. And winning abortion is so vital because now they're on to newborns, handicapped children, the elderly, the lonely. It's all happening. It's all happening again. And that's why we need to fight for personhood, not to regulate how to kill kids, but the American right to life approach, American right to life, fighting for the God-given right to life of every innocent child.
And don't let any law end with, and then you can kill a baby.
Right. Like all abortion regulations are bad laws.
They are.
But if you're confused about that, go to AmericanRightToLife.org. What a lesson, a life lesson. Thank you, Fred Williams, for another important Real Science Radio
show. This was important. I thank you very much, Bob. Looking forward to the next show.
All right. And our website, realscienceradio.com. Click on the store. And if you support what we're doing, please either make a donation or especially a subscription or buy our Global Flood video or In the Beginning, the book by Walt Brown. You'll love it. May God bless you. Keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about.